Sup, fuckers. Just watched a movie called Fritz the Cat. This is going to be a shorter episode because I got two kittens running around my house right now and they take up a lot of my time. But Fritz the Cat is a movie from early 1972. It's fucking really good. It was done or directed by Ralph Bakshi. Based off the comics by Steve Krantz. Krantz. Yeah, these got weird ass last names. But anyway, you may know Ralph Bakshi from, he did Lord of the Rings back in the animated one back in the 1970s, I want to say. I'm not 100% sure. And he also did the movie Wizards, which is really also another really good animated movie. But one of his earliest works, Fritz the Cat, is one of my new favorite animated movies, and got its claim to fame by being the first ever R-rated animated movie, because they just jam-pack it full of anthropomorphic animal titties, drugs, and, like, all sorts of crazy. Hedonism, I think, is part of the trailer, too, is what it says. Sex, drugs, and hedonism. I don't want to get too much into spoilery stuff, because it's a really fun watch, but for the most part, it follows a cat named Fritz. He's kind of a piece of shit and thinks he knows everything. So he quits college and goes on three weird-ass adventures. They're all kind of standalone, but they all kind of tie into a bigger picture. There is a lot of racism and misogyny in the movie, so be on the lookout for that if you do plan on watching it. This movie was made back in the 60s, so it kind of makes sense. And that's also when it takes place, is the during the 60s. One reason I really do like this movie, though, is because of the animation, and it's just fucking beautiful. There's a lot of weird psychedelic scenes with, like, one point there's just a crow snapping his finger to music as the scene gets closer and closer. No good reason. It just happens, though. So that was fun. The music's really nice. It's, like, nice and jazzy. Kind of like Harlem 60s New York. It's lots of fun. There's also a whole hell of a lot of social commentary in there. Honestly, you see it when you watch it. Like, one of my favorite parts is that all the cops are made out to be pigs, so, you know, it swings heavily to the left. And honestly, that's something that Felix goes into as he keeps going, like, to some more radical ideas. He accidentally starts a race riot in Harlem. And the fucking production of this movie was wild, too, because when Ralph Bakshi, I can't ever pronounce his name, the director and one of the main animators of the show, or movie, sorry, not the show, he said to Ralphie, or Robert Crumb, hey, I really like your shit, you know, we should work together, and he sent him, like, some mock-up shit to show where he was working on the, you know, like, what it would look like and how it would stay true to it, and he liked the idea, and, they had trouble getting funding for it because nobody wanted to give them money for it. They basically got rejected everywhere they go, and they did eventually get picked up by Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers was like, hey man, could you guys tone down, like, the sex and drugs? And Ralph was like, no. And they lost the funding to that, which is kind of funny. Dying for his fucking art. It eventually got picked up for Cinemation Industries. I don't really know anything besides Fritz the Cat that they've done. But looking into it, they did stuff like Son of Dracula. But anyway, I think they're more famous for blaxploitation films. Kind of like Black Dynamite and shit. But what's really cool about this movie is that it was made on a budget of $700,000, which is a fuck ton back in the 70s. And made not a profit, but in the box office brought home $90 million, which is fucking insane. Pretty sure it's one of the highest grossing independent films of all time. Really impressive. Honestly, it was a fun little movie I watched. I'd recommend anybody to watch it. Fucking solid 8 out of 10, mostly just for the animation. I really enjoyed myself. But that's all I got this week. Appreciate you for listening. Maybe you like more noobs reviews on movies. But I really like this movie. Check it out. Fritz the Cat.